Radio, and I'm Excalibur. This is my first episode of TWAT. I'm not exactly sure when... Well, I know when it's due for release. I'm not sure what number it is. It's due for release Wednesday. So, yeah, Wednesday, March 17th, 2006. Like I said, it's my first episode. And, yeah. Alright, this is going to be a pretty simple edition of TWAT. I'm going to go into a few basic troubleshooting tips. I work for my school as a service technician. I'm Comp TIA A+ certified as a technician, and there's just a couple things I want to tell you guys that might save you some time, money, whatever in the long run. This is nothing all too technical, just, you know, some tips or whatever. So, yeah, alright. The first tip I have for you guys regards to monitors. I'm sure a couple of you have had a discolored monitor, you know, it goes green, purple, or blue on you. For the record, that is not necessarily a big problem with the monitor. I once had a service technician who claimed that the monitor was destroyed, and he basically walked away with a free, you know, $200, well, I don't know. He walked away with a good monitor. That really, the only problem was the data cable. So don't go around throwing parts away or giving them away just because something like that could be wrong. That leads into the next tip, where before you throw a device away because it's broken, make sure the drivers are all updated and stuff. I mean, this is obvious stuff, but, you know, I fell for it. I'm sure some other guys may have fell for it, so whatever. If you're a technician, if you have one, you shouldn't. You're all smart enough. But if your technician is trying to steal something from you, you know, make sure it's broken before it can do that. Another tip I have for you is, it goes back to, I'm sure a couple of you guys have had your time and date reset on your computer, like every time you boot it. For those of you who don't know, that is a problem with the CMOS battery on your motherboard. In order to store the date and time and keep track while the computer's off, the computer does need a power source. This power source comes from the CMOS battery, and that dies regularly every couple of years, and, you know, it's $5 or $6 to replace. Don't buy a new motherboard. Do not buy a new motherboard for this problem. It's a huge waste of money, and once again, I fell for it. So, yeah. Moving on, remember to clean your computers regularly. If there's dust inside, if there's little particles floating around, loose screws, loose parts that fell out that didn't matter, you know, maybe some loose drive bays, that can cause some problems later on. You don't want to let that happen. Floppy drives. I'm going to talk about two tips with the floppy drives. Number one, if, the drive doesn't work, and the LED blinks constantly, that means that your data cable is upside down. This is not a problem with the floppy drive. So, you know, don't throw that away before you screw around with the data table, or data cable, and make sure that's in right. A lot of people tend to put that in backwards when they're building computers, you know, the first couple of times, because they're not used to it, so, you know, whatever. And, also, that reminds me, those of you who are new to building computers or fixing computers, I want to stress to you that it is very important to make sure that everything is connected tightly before you replace anything. There's going to be problems, and you might be able to troubleshoot and isolate a particular part of the computer, but because of your lack of experience, you may want to replace the part before you make sure it's connected tightly, which is a silly mistake, but a lot of people, again, tend to make it so. Make sure everything's connected. As far as things being connected, again, never remove a monitor or like device while the computer is running, while it's booting. That can obviously cause problems for several reasons. I remember one time I did that. I had a Linux box hooked up to a Proxima, and I went to replace it from the Proxima and plug it into a monitor without turning it off first. And it completely fucked up the whole operating system. I'm not entirely sure why, but if one of you guys would like to tell me, you know, just go ahead and email me. And my address is at the end of the show. ESD. A lot of you guys might not know about that. Electrostatic discharge. I mean, you know about it, but you might not know the real concerns. I like to think of it as smoking for your computer. It doesn't really do any initial damage, but it will eat at your system. The more you work on your system without protecting against ESD, the more likely it is that you're going to cause some serious problems with your box. So, if you open your box a lot, use one of those wrist connector things. They are pretty cheap. They're not that expensive. You can usually buy a pack or whatever. If you can't afford those, or if you're too lazy to go out and buy them, or you simply can't find them, you can actually just rub the sides of the box, the metal frame of the box, for like a good minute or two before you go in there, and that will get rid of some of the charge. So, you know, make sure that you're not overdoing the whole ESD thing. And when you're transporting parts, try to get some electrostatic-free bags or whatever. You can get those at a bunch of places. Radio Shack, I'm near, sells them. I'm sure you can get them at hardware shops or computer shops all over the place. You could probably order them offline real easy. So, yeah, be careful with the ESD, because that'll kick you in the ass later on. With Windows, no matter what the problem is, reboot the computer first. After that happens, and that goes smoothly, run ScanDisk. That, if you follow those two steps, you will eliminate 90% of the stupider problems that you might have been working on for a long time, you know, troubleshooting or diagnosing or whatever. Even if you think you know what the problem is, just reboot and run ScanDisk quick. It doesn't take that long. I mean, unless you deal with the problem all the time, you know, it's really not that much of an effort to put in. Just do it, you know. So, yeah. Okay, moving on. Don't take floppies out while the LED is still on. This is a tip that I learned the hard way in my Cisco class. I was working, trying to do something, I don't even remember. I was running a boot disk, and the boot disk wasn't working, and I was installing an operating system, of course, and the light was still going on. The computer was still trying to read the disk, and I pulled it out. Now, that can cause some data loss. When my instructor saw me do this, he almost had a heart attack. God bless him. Yeah, you want to be careful with that. Another tip I have for you. Use live CDs. They're fun to play with anyway, but like Bartz P or whatever, Bartz D, whatever it is. I personally prefer Auditor or Nopix. There's a whole bunch out there. They are really useful. I know there's some free BSD live boot CDs out there. There's not just Windows and Linux. As far as you Mac users go, by the way, I don't know anything about Mac. I don't really like Mac that much. So, you know, you're kind of on your own. But, whatever. This isn't your episode. Sorry about that. And one more thing for the Windows users. msconfig, the msconfig command, that is going to be your best friend as far as clearing out viruses and spyware and trojans and stuff if you can't afford the programs. That program allows you to get into the startup and all that and processes and everything. It's a really, really useful command, and I have found I use it more than any other command while I'm troubleshooting. I have a bonus tip for you guys. If you want to learn about computers, you want to learn about troubleshooting, and you want to enhance your knowledge about it, listen to Twat Radio. Talk with a techie, baby. This always has some informative information. It's always got something good to listen to, always something technical. And it's definitely worth a listen. So listen to Twat Radio every day or every chance you get. I actually know a buddy of mine who burns all of the Twat episodes as they come out. He has an entire library of them. And, a couple of announcements here I was told to do. Support community radio. No one's ever going to get anywhere without the community. So support the community. We're all part of it, so, you know, might as well support it. Visit the Twat website often. Episode out every weekday. Most of them, anyway. Sometimes the hosts kind of slack off, like I almost did. I almost didn't have this one done. Sorry about that, guys. But, twattech.org. twattech.org. Visit it often. It's a great site. If you want to email me, if you want to contact me for anything, you know, say hi, questions about the show, suggestions, you can contact me at Excalibur, Excalibur 1337. Excalibur Elite. I know it's corny, but Excalibur was taken. @gmail.com. My, little XBR inbox thing doesn't work anymore, so don't bother with that. Sorry for those of you who are going by that. It doesn't work. I know I got a couple emails about that, and once again, sorry. But, yeah. So, I think that pretty much wraps up the show. I'm going to throw in a couple of shouts here. Shouts to the Fiend Faction. Individually, shouts to Gnome, Curse Spike, Black Zero, and Pokey. And Charcoal as well. I want to give a shout out to my Cisco teacher. I'll just call him Dr. O. He's not really a doctor, but, you know, whatever. It sounds cool. Shout to the Jinx community. And I want to give another shout out to Dually Flip Flop. He's been helping me out a bit lately, and he's a good guy. So if you get a chance to talk to Dually, please do. That about wraps it up. So yeah, support online radio, listen to SWAT, and I'll see you around in my next episode. Good night.